Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Kelly Ash, Research Associate with the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Welcome to the program, Kelly.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
So this is the third and last installment that we're going to talk about the State of Rural Minnesota report that you guys have crafted and is available, by the way, at ruralmn.org. And Kelly, you know, we've been talking about demographics mostly in the first two segments of this three-part series. In this one, I'm thinking it might be a good idea to take a look at the economic picture in rural Minnesota.
Yeah, so one thing, just off the bat, people should know, a lot of our rural areas, except for the Iron Range, but a lot of like southern Minnesota, southwest, and even northwest Minnesota, through the Great Recession, did really well. I mean, they weathered it really well, better than all of our urban areas. And that's something I think people don't realize. So if you look at our per capita income and our median household incomes, our rural areas actually caught up to the incomes of our urban areas because the urban areas did not weather the Great Recession very well. You know, a state like Minnesota, where you have such a diverse economy and a diverse number of industries, you can really weather these recessions, these global recessions, and even these countrywide recessions really well because we can rely on different sectors to do well. And what happened during the Great Recession is the ag did really well during those years and really kind of bolstered the economy a little bit for the entire state of Minnesota. And I think that's really important to know, for people to know for sure. Another piece you'll hear a lot about is job vacancies. And a lot of our rural development organizations are talking about, man, we have so many job vacancies. And there's really two reasons for this. One is we have an increase in economic activity. So there's new jobs being brought forward. But also you're starting to see a lot more retirements and a lot of people leaving their jobs. And so this is increasing the number of job vacancies. And so if you look at our rural areas and you look at the job vacancy rate, which looks at the number of vacancies divided by the number of jobs overall, you'll see the job vacancy rate has increased significantly since 2012, more than our urban areas. And we just did a quick calculation. If we actually took the number of unemployed people in each of our counties and divided it by the number of job vacancies, it was a ratio of about 1-to-1, which is kind of crazy. So for every job vacancy, there's about one unemployed person, which isn't a good ratio, particularly for areas that don't see a lot of in-migration. And even the labor force participation rate, so the percentage of 25 to 64-year-olds participating in the labor force is at its highest level since ever. So people are working, and they're working hard, but just trying to find the people is becoming increasingly difficult. One aspect, too, that's worth mentioning on these job vacancies, and it's good to have a lot of these job vacancies. It's good to see economic growth. But one piece that gets missed out on is the percent of the job vacancies that are full-time positions. And that's actually something that hasn't recovered. So back in 2005, it was pretty common you would see between 60 and 65% of the job vacancies posted as full-time positions. Currently, most of our regions are down to about 55 to 60% of the job vacancies are full-time. So you're starting to see more and more of these jobs get offered as part-time. And I don't quite know what that means yet, but I can't imagine that's great. So that's something we're keeping an eye on as well.
My guest has been Kelly Ash, Research Associate with the Center for Rural Policy and Development. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.